Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's National Lovers Day.
You love so much.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you so much.
My love, there is so much love in this world.
We are so very much in love.
So much love.
My lover.
My lover.
To my lover.
Happy National Lovers Day.
Showtime.
That was a little much. It was a little much.
I want you to celebrate your love.
That's so cringe.
It's Lovers Day.
Ew.
Think about your lover all day today.
Please stop saying lover.
She hates that stuff.
Ugh. It's cringe. Good morning.
Make a special plan for tonight to celebrate your lover.
Yeah, stop or I'll start talking about Parmesan cheese.
Okay, I will stop that.
Thank you.
You threatened me with that. I'm out. All right, good morning. Left 6 o'clock now. More tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels. More Kenny Chesney tickets today. I was in here this morning working on the Secret Star, and I don't think it's hard enough.
I don't know. I heard what I assume was a glimpse of it. I didn't know if that's what you were editing a minute ago, but I had no idea if that was it. I was like, who could that be? I don't know.
Well, you only heard it. You weren't paying attention.
No.
You weren't focused on it.
I wasn't focused on it. You're right.
I just got a feeling that it's not hard enough. I want it to be very difficult.
Well, yesterday I would have never gotten it, and the first caller got it.
That's right.
But I hadn't seen whatever movie it was you pulled that from. People got lucky.
So... And that was the only way to know because it was totally out of context.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll do it again today for those Kenny Chesney tickets. BB and FGL.
Baby, lay on back and relax. It'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:04, and time to get up. Tuesday, the second Monday of the week. Yesterday, I did some walking. I made up for that plan that got screwed up over the weekend. Because I planned to do 15 miles on Sunday, and it rained the entire day. And yeah, I could have went out in the rain, but why would I do that and risk other issues? So I waited till yesterday, and I didn't plan on doing 15 yesterday. I did 11 and a half yesterday.
And I'm proud of you. It doesn't matter. It's still more than I did yesterday.
Well, you know, I did do it, but I'll tell you, come by mile... Between mile 8 and 9, that's when your feet start going, hey, man, when are we going to stop? That's when your feet do that.
You know what I was doing yesterday while you were doing that?
What?
I was staining little mini wooden airplanes, and I was gluing tons of clouds onto things for a baby shower this weekend. My fingers are burnt, and I'm surprised there's still not stuffing on them.
You get them all cleaned up?
Yeah, I did. And I'm surprised a stain came off, too. My hand was slap covered in stain yesterday.
What did you use to get it on?
Soap and water. And I guess when I wash dishes, the rest of it came.
What was it?
Like a wood stain.
Usually that stuff is very difficult to get out. That must be some cheap stuff. They
wow.
must be they must
it's
be
$10 cheap. Ace Hardware, geez.
They must be cheaping out on the manufacturing process. Because a lot of times I remember getting stain on my hands and it like weeks to get rid of all of it.
I did catch it pretty quickly, though. Like, immediately washed them. It was just like a little splatter, you know? Okay. So it wasn't enough to really, but yeah.
Sounds
it didn't
like
stick to
work.
My nails. There was a bonus.
How long did you work on that?
It took me, oh my God, it took me like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours to stain 12 little tiny wooden airplanes because of all the little nooks and crannies.
Were you holding the plane with your hand?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd hold it the end that was untouched as I painted the other end, and then I would take a paper towel and hold the other end while I painted the back side of it or stained the back side of it.
Okay.
You want to see what the full thing looked like when I got done?
Yeah, I'm intrigued by this whole thing here. Are you hosting this thing? Or are you taking all this stuff somewhere
I'm helping
else?
To throw it. This is one of the centerpieces.
Okay, yeah.
So I took and glued a gold hoop to a little wood bar that makes it sit up straight. Then I glued the little clouds on top and around the hoop, and then I added the little wooden airplane. So that's one of the centerpieces. We'll have multiple things. But yes, I am doing all the decor for one of my very best friend's baby showers this Sunday.
What's with the aviation theme?
It's on cloud 9.
Oh, I see what
On cloud 9.
Do the clouds have little nines on them?
I have some. I was thinking about maybe even adding a 9 to those centerpieces on the little cloud. Maybe yeah. too. I thought that'd be cute.
Look at me with an idea.
Look at you, Dale.
At 6:07
Maybe you should actually. Will you actually do this for me now? I'll let you take over. I'll bring you all the stuff. You can take over on Sunday with the decor.
No.
Okay.
Not going to do that. I'd rather stay here and give away tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels.
Yeah, the Triple B.
Kenny Chesney tickets coming up, too, this morning. We'll do that by 7:25. Chris Lane now. Find another bar on the wall.
You found a new man. Found some new friends.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:20 now. Good morning to you. It'll be a pretty nice day today again.
Dale, stop beating around the bush. Get to it. You teased this yesterday morning, and I've been dying to hear this story.
Yeah, Sunday, guy tried to pickpocket me.
He says it so nonchalantly like it happens.
It does happen, and it happens more than you think it does. Young guy, and of all places for it to happen, Sunday was a washout of a day, so I spent the day mostly at home just cleaning up, doing stuff I don't like doing. You know, like cleaning bathrooms and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I needed cleaning supplies. I was running low. And where do you go? Dollar Tree.
Amen.
So I go to the Dollar Tree that's nearest me, and I'm walking up, and I see a guy walking toward the Dollar Tree. He's on the sidewalk. I'm in a parking lot coming up. And I have a little notebook that I, like, make a list or whatever in.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks kind of like a checkbook or wallet, I suppose. So I had it, and I put it in my back pocket.
Stick it out a little bit or something?
Yeah, it does stick above the pocket. So I'm sure the guy, he saw me do it. He goes, ooh, wallet. So he figures, I'll make a little bump pass, as they call it.
Oh, not the bump pass. Come on.
And I'll get it.
He doesn't know who he's dealing with, though.
Well, my radar was up anyway when I saw him. Something about him was not
right. We could pick a sketchy guy out of anywhere.
In a second.
Yeah.
So he's coming. I go in the door first, you know, and the door, I didn't even have to hold it. He was close enough to take a hold of the door.
And at this point, I know Dale's ready. Dale is ready.
So anyway, we get, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 feet into the store. And I don't know why, but that store seems so jammed up and there's stuff everywhere. And there's, you know, it seemed to be more people than usual in there. Mm-hmm. So I felt him, you know, getting ready to do his thing. And I just turned real quick, you know, like I was reaching for something.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Right. I said, oh, excuse me. But I know exactly what he was trying to do. Of course, he wouldn't have only gotten a notebook with a piece of paper in it.
Wish he would have, but I'm so glad you're high alert that he couldn't.
He would have been very disappointed with his quarry.
It would have been an instant karma.
Yeah, so he didn't get it, but he tried to get
What did he say to you? Anything?
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Sorry,
I'd like,
my notebook.
I'd turn up. You trying to touch my butt?
No. I didn't do
Good
it.
Good day, sir. Buy me dinner first.
He was an amateur at best.
What a shame.
He wasn't going to get it. What I should have said was you need to practice the bump pass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to do it, at least do a craft well. I mean, sheesh. Yeah.
And the heck of it was, I think he was going in He's going in there to meet a family member. Could have been his mom, for all I know, because she was right down there. I heard him speak to her as he went down the aisle.
Wow. Are you sure one of my ex-boyfriend? Let's talk about descriptors after we get off air here.
This guy was nondescript, but he was... It was something not right. You know,
yeah.
You just tell something janky about this guy.
This always goes back to what we say, Dale. You got a gut feeling about something.
Trust it every time. Trust your gut.
It don't matter even if you're crazy in your own mind and nothing happens. At least you trust your own gut.
And your head on a swivel, man.
Amen.
You know, that could have easily turned into something that escalated far beyond what it did. But I don't think he wanted... I was bigger than he was, and I don't think he wanted to mess with somebody.
Also, he doesn't realize you'll Judy chop him.
Yeah. So you know, it was like, this guy was, you know, he had this look on his face like, a busted, you know. It all happened really fast, but I looked right at him when I turned around, and he didn't want any of it.
Of course he don't. He don't know what he was dealing with, again.
Some of these guys don't care, though.
I know. Some of them are ruthless.
They don't care. If they think you, they think, you don't know what they got.
Well, Dave, you look like royalty walking around. You look like you got big dollars in that fat wallet of yours.
My wallet's fat. But yeah, anyway, my notebook was fat anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, he didn't get nothing.
You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons, it's gonna be as mean. Why you gotta be so mean?
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Just real quick about Taylor Swift. I'm always curious about what she does sales-wise in a short amount of time, especially when she's got something new out.
Is this because I was just talking a little smack?
Smack. not really. I had sort of, when I saw we were going to play her, I thought, I'm going to check that. So far on the Tortured Poets Department, which is available in a lot of different versions and varieties. There's vinyl, there's all kinds of stuff. But the 1.6 million copies sold so far, 700,000 of that is on vinyl. Actually.
Wow, and just dropped Friday at like 2 a.m.
Yeah. So since then, it has streamed 490 million times.
It's insane.
490 million times.
And that's saying like the entire album has been streamed that much.
Yeah,
oh my
God. The first 3 days.
From beginning to end, you got to rock it out.
So.
Not me, of course. But.
And it's not as big a payday as you think it is to get streamed 490 million times. That's what these artists are always complaining about because they're just not getting paid what they think they ought to be getting paid for their work.
I appreciate that. But at the same time, Taylor Swift, you are fine, Shouty. We all saw the tour this last year. You fine, girl.
But.
I don't feel bad for you. Really don't.
1.6 million sales in today's world where you don't really sell that many albums.
Mm-hmm.
700,000 of them vinyl. That's a lot of people out there buying stuff.
But vinyl's cool again, Dale.
Yeah. Everybody thinks vinyl is a hot item except people who sell vinyl.
They don't.
It's not that big a deal. I have vinyl. I have a nice turntable. I have a nice system, nice setup.
I have a 17-year-old nephew. He's obsessed out of nowhere. And I'm like, okay, you're just thinking it's like country's cool again. You think vinyl's cool again.
So it's country vinyl he's into.
No, it's just vinyl. But, you know, people are saying country's cool again, but it's like vinyl's cool again, too. I don't know. I always thought vinyl was cool.
You know, those vinyl shops are fun to go into, you know, and just look, oh, look at this. I had this when it was new, you know. And some of that stuff's still in the plastic.
Dale, I can't relate.
I know you can't, but I had a lot of that stuff. Anyway, congrats, Taylor Swift, 490 million streams in 3 days.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Life doesn't stop in...
Wake up for the Wolf Show. It's time to win. Get some few early birds here. Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at the LJVM on Saturday. Ian Munsick's going to be there for a performance. Cooper Allen, too. You could be there if your caller number
17.
She's going 17 today. Call her 17 at 799 Wolf. Call her 17 at 799 Wolf. Tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels this weekend at the LJVM. Come on, we're waiting for you.
That happened again. So this is where it ends.
Coming next, today's top three.
And there's a big zoo up for sale. I got more coming up.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
today's top three.
Go.
So, number one for today's top three. You remember how I told you that Whataburger could be coming to North Carolina?
I did remember that.
Now, we do have a What-A-Burger somewhere in the Concord area.
Totally different.
Not the same, right. The closest ones we have are in Tennessee. There's none in North Carolina as of now. But the popular Texas-based burger chain could be headed to High Point. They just applied for a spot at North Point Crossing on the corner of West Hartley Drive and North Main Street on April 17th. So
that's near the AMC Theater right there.
Yes, and they have recently had plans approved to open a location in Charlotte back in March when I talked about this originally.
Right.
But now, they said it could be one close to Greensboro is what I teased about because that's all we knew. So now we know they're aiming for High Point.
Pop off High Point.
Well, that Main Street, they're really trying to build it back up, make it new again. You know, they got that, the Popeyes over there looks good. They just remodeled the Chick-fil-A.
Got a new Panda Express.
What's where Hardee's used to be? Is that Panda? You know, they put something where that Hardee's used to be.
Did they tear the Hardee's down?
I don't know if they just replaced it.
I think that's the Panda is new construction.
Okay. It's down
lower. Old Winston Road
past
there,
Cookout
I think.
Or something. Yeah, okay.
I think that's
so, yeah, they're
Winston
just trying to build it up, make it a little nicer, a little better out there. So what a perfect place for Whataburger to come.
Yep.
And I'm probably thinking about Market, Furniture Market, too.
You think they would take that into consideration?
Moving on to number two for today's top three. There is, if you've ever heard of it, Zootastic, and it's up for sale. And it's not really a zoo, accredited because it's privately owned out there by Lake Norman. It's for sale for $16
million. $16 million.
This would be a great opportunity for an actual zoo or somebody who wants to be in an accredited center like the Greensboro Science Center or our North Carolina Zoo. It'd be a great purchase because they have so many animals out there. This property is 186 acres. It's in Troutman, and it's known for its exotic animal interactions. It's been cited several times. It's been on the news several times because of the things they were doing that didn't really follow laws out there. But we don't have a lot of laws regulating the ownership of exotic animals in North Carolina. You literally can own an exotic animal in North Carolina.
Which is crazy to me.
Insane. The listing price of that house includes over 600 exotic animals like lions, tigers, bears,
oh my,
monkeys, giraffes, donkeys, and birds. It also has the business gift shop, holiday light display, carousel, train, plus multiple residences that were used for housing staff on site.
I think what you could do with that.
I know. You could totally. I mean, it's like its own little town out there. They say an interested buyer must obtain a license to continue the zoo's operation. I really would like to see somebody take over this that is literally licensed, trained, and wants to run this as an actual some kind of zoo. So Greensboro Science Center, hey, y'all got some money in this?
There's an opportunity for it.
It is an opportunity. The owner's selling because he's ready to retire and pass the torch to the next animal lover. His name's Scotty Brown. He has a passion for educating people about animals while providing a kid-friendly, fun, and exciting atmosphere. I think we could give it a better look. But you can see, if you search this, you can see some pictures of the property. It's massive and very cool looking. So somebody please take this opportunity and make it better than what it is.
Yeah, that'd be an awesome attraction.
And number three for today's top three, it's a little family plug, but also there's some kids that are, I know, near Stokes County that are out for spring break, I believe. But there's some cool things going on at Hanging Rock State Park this week. And now I say that as a family-free plug because my sister is the environmental educator out there. Shout out to Claire. She's trying to be a park ranger, and she's got some things going on. There was Behave yesterday, but in the visitor center, there's a display showing you how busy bees find their way home, and you can enjoy learning about the bee maze and bee facts. It programs all the pre-K through 8 years old. This is all free in case there's some moms or dads out there looking for babysitters, looking for something to do with the kids. Today, you can paint a snake by the lake. And that goes from 12 until 2 under Shelter 4. You'll paint a wooden snake, and you'll learn more about the snakes at Hanging Rock State Park. And they say this is great for pre-K through 10-year-olds. And then lastly, on Wednesday, I Spy Something Wild is going on from 1 to 3, also in Shelter 4. And that's where you learn about the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle. You're going to make some binoculars. You're going to use them during a lake hike. You're going to discuss your sights, sounds, smells, and touch. So it's pretty cool. Again, pre-K through 10 years old. But what fun things to do. Learn about nature. Get out of the house for a little bit. It's supposed to be pretty the rest of the week.
If you're new to the area, Hanging Rock is awesome. And a lot of people like to go there in the fall. But it's great anytime. And the hike up to the actual Hanging Rock, where the park gets its name, the view from there is fantastic.
And I just want to say, my sister will be leading these. And it's for her to be free. She's in love with this stuff. So she's very knowledgeable. You'll have a good time with her. If you think I'm funny, she's even funnier. So right. It's great, you know. And the kids can nap on the way out to Hanging Rock or on the way back. That's the best part, too, in the car.
It's 3 minutes after 7 o'clock at the Triad. This is the Wake Up of the Wolf Show. My name is Dale O'Brien. That lady across the counter is Annie Camp.
Hey, how you doing?
More tickets for you coming up for Kenny Chesney.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Dale.
Yep.
Don't even dilly-dally. Get right to it. I've been dying to hear what happened to you.
So, Sunday, I was... my day was wrecked, first of all, because it wrecked my plan. I'd rained all day, so I did stuff I didn't want to do, like clean.
Gross.
Mopping bathrooms, mopping kitchens. So, I needed cleaning supplies, and where do you go? You go to Dollar Tree.
And do.
So, I head to Dollar Tree. And I'm on the way in, and I spot a janky-looking dude coming down the sidewalk. I'm walking from the parking lot to the door. He's coming down the sidewalk. Immediately, my antenna's up. What's this guy up to?
Mm-hmm.
So I have this little notebook that I carry. It's about the length of a checkbook, but it's wider, and it could be viewed as a wallet. If there's a wallet. I would never carry a wallet like that, of course. But I had my list in there, so I shoved it in my back pocket. He saw me do it. We get to the door about the same time again. My antenna up big time right now. I go through the door. I didn't even have to hold the door for him. When I opened it, he grabbed the door to come in behind me. About 30 feet into the store, he tries a bump pass.
Yeah, a little meat cute.
To get that. I was watching him. If I had eyes in the back of my head, I was using them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I am on this guy. I am locked on this dude because I don't trust him.
High alert. You already know. You are, like you said, you already had a feeling.
Yeah, people, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to finish here in a second, but do not take your eyes off your surroundings. Be aware of what's going on around you.
And if you ever have a gut feeling,
just trust it.
Follow it. Yep.
So there's several people in there, and that store just seems like it's all jammed up anyway with a bunch of stuff, end caps and stuff that don't really need to be there. So I'm moving through, and he takes the opportunity to attempt the bump pass, and he comes behind me, and again, I'm watching him. I'm sort of turned sideways anyway.
He doesn't know that you're ready for him.
Exactly. So, you know, he reaches over with his hand to try to bump pass. And I just turn as if I wanted to change directions,
mm-hmm.
and bumped into him. So my arm comes across and pushes his arm away from my body. And he knew that look on his face that, busted. He knows what I'm trying to do.
I literally been like, sir, are you trying to touch my butt?
You're playing
Excuse
my,
you.
What? I know I'm fine, yeah. But.
Yeah, you should have said something slight like that. But at the same time, I know you're like slightly ticked off because you knew what was about to happen and you're upset over it.
Well, also, I don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know what people are going to do, man. This guy could just pop off on me.
Yeah, he could be desperate, pull a gun out, still think he's going to take your wallet. And
right.
Of course, it's not.
So I'm on high alert anyway, mm-hmm. right? You know, but I don't want to get into some kind of altercation in a small place like that. So anyway, he's like, again, the look on his face busted, and I just said, oh, excuse me, man.
Playing it off, yeah.
And he's like, oh, sorry, man. And evidently...
You are sorry.
To top it off, I think he must have been meeting his mom, because he's walking on down the aisle, and obviously they know each other. And I don't know if they're working together or what the deal
right.
is. But, you know, he's... They had this little relative vibe is what I got from those two.
Now... The funny thing is it would have won. It would have been instant karma if he actually had gotten it. Because I'd be like, ha, joke's on you, loser. It's a.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Notebook. Secondly, though, he doesn't even know what would have been coming for him.
No, he didn't.
Dale is a BA. Like, if y'all don't know, my man's is a black belt and something over here. He's got the Judy chop on and popping.
Well, you know, like I say, that's why when I turned and I couldn't think of anything quippy to say because I was too focused on what he might do
it's
next.
It's always in those moments you're like, dang, I would have had something really
good. Right. After I got home, I thought, man, I should have said something clever to this guy. But all I did was turn. And I'm like, you know, and I bumped him pretty firm.
Oh, man, that was, my notebook must have, like, literally, I wish you would have.
But I couldn't do it. I didn't have the wherewithal in my head to do it. So anyway, it didn't work out for him. But what I'm telling you is watch your surroundings.
One thing about me and Dale, and I say this, we cannot be snuck up on. We already know you're there, or we're already just on high alert.
Yeah, already have spotted you, already know you're janky.
I know you're there, baby. Don't you worry.
Already know you might be willing to try something.
Come test my peripheral vision. I'm going to tell you right now, I can see behind my head, okay?
Yeah, try that in a small town, boy. Sorry it didn't work out for you. All right, here we go. Dale's Secret Stars for tickets. She's got her pen. I hear it clicking.
I do.
And her paper. She's going to guess. Now, I really had a debate over this because I wanted it to be, like, super hard.
Right. It's Kenny Chesney Bank of America tickets. What do you think?
But I thought yesterday was pretty tough. But the issue was it was from a movie.
Oh, yeah. When you take them out of, like, the interview completely out of context, I can't get them.
All right. That's what we got here. Out of an interview, completely out of context. Who is today's secret star?
We didn't have any crazy long days, and we'd have nice, you know, lunches in his office, and we would spend time together on the weekends and stuff.
See,
there's
too much of that. I almost cut that way shorter than
I
that.
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even have an inkling.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Again, for Kenny Chesney concert tickets for the show this weekend, Bank of America Stadium, who is today's secret star?
We didn't have any crazy long days, and we'd have nice, you know, lunches in his office, and we would spend time together on the weekends and stuff.
I'll bet you the first caller gets it.
I don't even know who it is.
No guess?
No, not even a guess.
She hasn't even written down a guess. 799-WOLF. First caller through with a secret star. I got tickets to see Kenny Chesney this weekend. 799-WOLF.
You can find you a girl on a Friday night.
Dale, secret stars for tickets to see Kenny Chesney this weekend at Bank of America Arena. I thought this was too easy. I wanted it to be hard. And he was like, I don't know who it is.
Still don't.
Not a clue, not even a guess she wrote down on her little piece of paper. Here it is again. Today's secret star. Who is this person?
We didn't have any crazy long days, and we'd have nice, you know, lunches in his office, and we would spend time together on the weekends and stuff.
in my opinion, right at their very end is the best indication of who that is.
See, I was sitting here thinking that office part of it would get me, but I have no idea.
Let me just say this. It's the pronunciation of the S's that give it away. See what happened. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it Ray Liotta?
No, not Ray Liotta. No, good guess. Thank you. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Who's that secret star?
Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Wow.
It is Kevin Bacon.
All right.
If I had made it shorter, it would have been harder, and I had second thoughts about it. But I went ahead and left it a little longer. What's your name?
David.
David, congratulations. What are you doing this morning? You on your way to work?
I am.
What do you do for a living, David?
HVAC controls.
All right, man. Well, I hope you have a good day out there. You're in a good time of year. It hadn't gotten so dadgum hot.
Right.
All right. Tickets to see Kenny Chesney this weekend, Bank of America Stadium. I hope you have fun at the show. Hang on.
All right.
Wake up with the Wolf.
New country.
Birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. We love a birthday moment, so let's get right to it. Happy birthday to Angela Von Kohler of Archdale. Cameron Velasco of Hillsboro is 16 today. Hannah Brooks of Halifax, Virginia is 16 as well today. Donna Witt of Thurman celebrating along with Dylan Pascal of Lexington. Amber Rockwell of Winston-Salem. Josh Vogel from Kernersville, Sarah King of Winston-Salem, George Kranzler of Kayville. Let me tell you about George Kranzler.
Tell me.
He's a wonderful man. I've known almost my whole life. His daughter is one of my very best friends. He's a good person, a good man. And he named his little baby cat after my son because he loved my son so much. So he has a little Frank running around. So Hoich, happy birthday to you. That's Frank's nickname for him, Hoich.
Okay.
All right. George Kranzler, hope you have a great day, buddy. I love you. Stephanie Nickel of Greensboro celebrating along with Matt Schuster of Winston-Salem. Chris Snow of Kernersville. And I believe one more just popped up here. Wanda Griffin, happy birthday to you from Kernersville. Wanda Griffin of Kernersville. And we'd love to celebrate you. All you got to do to get on the list is RSVP to our birthday party, okay? 336-799-WOLF is the place to text that RSVP. Or you can DM us on Facebook at 931TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. This wasn't on our little schedule, but it popped up in my reminder as I put it in there. Today is the anniversary of what I consider and what many consider to be the greatest speech ever given by anyone. Not necessarily a political figure, but anyone ever. It was by Theodore Roosevelt. It happened in 1910 at the Sorbonne in Paris. And this is a piece of it right here. And I'm doing this because I know a lot of people graduating. I know that a lot of people may even need to hear something like this. But again, this was 1910, and this was Theodore Roosevelt. This is often wrongly credited to John F. Kennedy, who quoted this, as did many other people, but famously by John F. Kennedy. But this was not John F. Kennedy. It was Theodore Roosevelt. And here's the most famous speech, part of the speech. It's most often referred to as the man in the arena speech. I had this hanging on my wall in my office for years.
I don't know if I've ever heard this.
You may or you may not have, but you'll like it when you do hear it.
Okay.
It is not the critic who counts, nor the man who points out how a strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat.
It sounds really nice, but for someone like me on the surface area, that I don't understand a word you just said.
Really?
Seriously, it just kind of went through one ear and out the other. It was too much nice things to say, of big words and such.
But that is probably, it is often mentioned as one of the greatest speeches ever given.
That was a first for me.
By anyone.
And you said, that was John F. Kennedy, right?
No, John F. Kennedy is wrongly quoted.
Sorry, I know, I'm just kidding.
In a speech by Theodore Roosevelt. So anyway, you can buy this. This is available at many places in frames to put on your wall.
I really thought for sure the greatest one was that one from the Dead Poets Society, you know, Seize the Day, Carpe Diem.
No.
It was right after senior year, just before the...
Your boy's blowing it up. We're going to come to Greensboro and blow it up this year, too. That was Jason Aldean at 806. This weekend, something happened to me that I hope doesn't happen to you, but it can happen anywhere, anytime.
Get to it, Dale. I've been waiting to tease this yesterday morning.
Sunday, it rained all day, and I was cleaning around the house. I needed cleaning supplies, so I head to the Dollar Tree. Of course.
Of course.
So much cheaper. So I go to the Dollar Tree to get my stuff. And as I'm walking in, I see a guy walking down the sidewalk. Immediately antennas up. Something ain't right with this guy. Looks like trouble. You know what
mm-hmm,
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You just can feel it. You sense it. And when you sense it and when your gut tells you that your antenna need to be up, then you need to listen.
Absolutely.
And this is a prime example of how that can happen to you and how your gut is usually right.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the door at about the same time. I'm coming up from the parking lot. He's coming down the sidewalk. I open the door. He's close enough to me to grab the door. I didn't even need to hold it. He just grabbed it and came in. Came in behind me, you know, probably 40 feet into the store.
Now, I forgot I was going to ask you. Go ahead. Keep going. Ignore me.
If I'm going to get a bunch of stuff, I got to write it down or I'll forget it. So I have this little notebook that I write stuff down in. It's about the size of a checkbook or wallet. You know, it's got like a leather thing on it. So I stuck that in my back pocket as I was walking up. And he saw it, I'm sure, and thought, ooh, wallet.
Oh, fat wallet back there.
I'm going to get me that money today. So about 40 feet or so into the store, he tries a bump pass on me to get it. Now, I was watching him like a hawk through the back of my head, kind of halfway turned. And by the time it was like all came together super quick.
You kind of felt like it was all coming anyway. So.
Yeah, I just was, something was not right. Something was wrong. So he tries bump pass with, he tries to get it. And just as he got to me, I turned as if I didn't realize he was there, pushed his arm away and kind of stepped toward him.
Yeah.
Like I stumbled a little bit, but I didn't stumble. I just stepped toward him to kind of, I
didn't play it
shove
out.
Him, yeah. But it's kind of, it allowed me to push him and sort of looked like it was an accident. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, man. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, man. But the look on his face was like, oh, busted. He knew exactly what I was trying to do. He knew what was happening. He knew I knew what was happening.
I bet just the way, though, you pushed him, because you've taught me some moves, and it's so second nature for you to move a certain way, to flip an arm or do whatever. I guarantee the way you moved your hands to get him out of the way, he was like, oh, dude knows what he's doing. Dude knew I was coming for him.
Maybe. And I was bigger than him anyway. Not by a long shot, but I was bigger than him.
But little, you know, he's going to Judy chop him. If he came any closer, he's a black belt. Yeah. He'll whoop some butt.
I sort of wish I'd have said something clever, you know, to him, but I didn't. I was too focused on what he might do next. You never know what people are going to do.
No.
I mean, like, just get right up in your face or take a swing at you. You don't know what you're going to do.
But he didn't know who he was messing with, Mr. High Alert. Mr. Always Got a Backup Plan. Mr. Got My Own Back.
But that's what you got to do, you know? You got to be aware of your surroundings, and you got to have your antenna up, and you got to trust your gut. If you feel like something's not right, if something's wrong, if you go out to the parking lot and you see somebody in the parking lot and it's like, something's not right about this, listen to your gut.
Yes.
Because very often it's right.
And check your wallets. Check everything. Don't want to be hanging out your pocket like that. Don't make it eat. Don't be an easy target, for the love of God.
Don't be a volunteer victim.
Don't be so trustworthy, because I hate to say it, We live in a crummy world with even crummier people.
Yeah. Now, I don't...
And at the Dollar Tree, who goes to the Dollar Tree to pickpocket somebody? We all broke at the Dollar Tree.
I think he was... It was an incident of opportunity.
Yeah.
He thought, there's a wallet. I'll just get that. Might be $100 in there.
If he wanted to get some money, he should have went to the Aldi because all the rich people are shopping up in there now trying to save a dollar.
That's right.
And they're taking all the good stuff. So go to the Aldi and rob. Actually, don't do it at all. Go get a job. J-O-B.
All rich people need to stay at the Fresh Market.
Please leave Aldi alone.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the...
Today's top three.
Go.
Number one on today's top three. I had mentioned this probably a month ago about possibly getting a Whataburger in North Carolina. We talked about it coming to Charlotte back in March, but just recently, Whataburger applied for a spot in High Point.
White hot High Point.
North Point Crossing on the corner of West Hartley Drive and North Main Street. We've decided that that's somewhere over there by the Chick-fil-A, the AMC Theater area. Yeah,
there's an unbuilt parcel there that they're going to try to get at that corner.
They did request or they applied for that spot April 17th. And as of now, there's no Whataburgers in North Carolina. If you're thinking about, oh, yeah, there's one in Charlotte already. No,
no.
It's a what a burger. It's not Whataburger.
It's not the same.
The closest ones we have in Tennessee. So... popular burger place could be coming.
It'll come. It'll happen.
Number two on today's top three. There is a zoo near Lake Norman. You might have visited it. It's got exotic animals. It's called Zootastic. It's not really an accredited zoo like our beautiful North Carolina Zoo or our Greensboro Science Center.
It's Zootastic, Zootastic.
And it's up for sale for $16
million.
Wow. You can have 186 acre property in Troutman. And it comes with exotic animals, over 600 of them, such as lions, tigers, bears.
Oh, my.
Monkeys, giraffes, goats, donkeys, and birds. It also includes the business's gift shop, holiday light display, carousel, train, plus multiple residences to house staff on site. If you're an interested buyer, you have to obtain a license to continue the zoo's operation, but it needs a lot of work, and those animals need a lot more care than what they've been getting, and they definitely need someone who knows what they're doing, because God love the owner who does love animals and teaching children stuff. He got cited a lot. And it's time for the next generation to take this over. The owner, Scotty Brown, has a passion for educating people about the animals, wants a kid-friendly, fun, exciting atmosphere, and he's ready to retire and pass the torch to the next animal lover. I really think this could be a great opportunity for someone to really take and revamp this and make it better than what it is, especially for those animals.
Yeah, the North Carolina Zoo would be ideal. To do that.
Well, what a second location and call it NC Zootastic. You know what I'm saying? You can steal it right away and just upgrade it and make it a little better.
And they do such a good job at the big zoo, you know?
And they are accredited for taking care of these animals the correct way and rehabilitating and everything else. So, yes, something like that would be fantastic. But I just thought, how cool is that? Something like that is up for sale. And it's got some pictures online of the actual property. It looks, I mean, it's massive. Looks pretty cool. And number three for today's top three, it's a sister plug for me, okay? My sister is the environmental educator at Hanging Rock State Park. And this week, she's done a little work to put together some cool programs. So if your kid's off of school, stay-at-home moms, you're looking for something to do, I mean, dads, anybody, and nannies, it don't matter. If you want something to do, it's free. Go out to Hanging Rock State Park. It's a quick little drive from just about anywhere in the triad out to Hanging Rock. And yesterday they started their week of Behave, which is teaching everybody about bees and how, you know, how they operate and work and how they're not going to bite you, sting you, etc.
Behave.
And they have that display in the visitor center on top of today. It's paint a snake by the lake. Pretty crafty. Mm-hmm. You get to paint a wooden snake, learn more about the snakes at Hanging Rock State Park. And these programs are pre-K through 8 to 10 years old. And then tomorrow, they're doing I Spy Something Wild from 1 to 3. All these are also Shelter 4 for these. And you'll learn about reducing, reusing, and recycling. And you'll make binoculars. You'll use them during a lake hike. And discuss sights, sounds, smells, touch, etc. It's really hands-on. It's a lot of fun. My sister, Claire, she's leading all this, and she loves the environment. She loves the earth. She loves the animals. She's on her way to being a park ranger, and so this is part of her pre-job stuff on her way to being a park ranger. So if you want to go check it out, Hanging Rock State Park, cool place to be this week. Beautiful days ahead and some learning and adventure. Homeschool parents, this is another great thing, too. So go check them out.
Claire, save the nature, baby.
And she loves bears. Claire that loves bears.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Almost 9:30 now.
Dale.
Yeah.
We've been teasing it on Facebook Live for the last few minutes.
I know.
We talked about this earlier, but we have to tell our 9 o'clock crew, what the heck happened to you on Sunday, Dale?
I almost got pickpocketed at the Dollar Tree.
Which, wow, to the Dollar Tree of all places to rob somebody.
You're going to find them in the pockets of the people at Dollar Tree. So I'm doing house stuff. I need cleaning supplies. So I go to Dollar Tree. And then when I get to Dollar Tree, it's just raining. It's ugly. It's nasty. I'm walking to the parking lot, but it's this guy coming down the sidewalk. And immediately I'm like, something ain't right with this guy.
Yeah, red flag.
Something's janky. My gut's going, watch this guy. Keep your eye on him. Now, he could have just walked by and went down to one of the other stores that are in this shopping center I was at, but he did not do that. He came in right behind me. I opened the door. I didn't even have to hold it. He grabbed the door to come in right behind me as I walked in. And I had this notebook in my back pocket that I keep like shopping list stuff on. And it might appear to be a wallet, one of the longer ones. It's like, you know, the size of a checkbook or a small memo book. And I have it, and it stuck out of my pocket. And he may have thought that was a wallet and thought, ooh, opportunity.
An easy one, too.
Could be some cash in there. So he tried to do a little bump pass on me there about 40, 50 feet into the store. And I was watching him out of the back of my head. I knew something was up with this guy from the get-go.
Little did he know, Dale is a Judy chopper from way back, and he's going to handle his own.
So he tries to bump past me with his left hand.
Uh-huh.
And
Dale's up showing Facebook Live what also happened here.
This is all happening. So I just turn and push the hand away and then sort of stumble toward him. I act like I'm stumbling just to push him back a little bit, not shove him.
But the way you moved your hands, Dale, it was probably very apparent that you knew what you were doing.
But I didn't try to instigate anything.
Right.
I didn't try to get into it because I didn't want to get into some altercation in there.
Especially the Dollar Tree. Load.
So that look on his face of, oh, busted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knew what I was doing, what's going to happen. He's probably wondering that. I'm also wondering if this guy's going to take this any further, if it is going to turn into something here or not. And I just said, oh, I'm sorry, man. He goes, oh, it's okay, man. It's okay.
For you 9 o'clockers, if you didn't know, Dale is a regular BA, okay? Well, he is a black belt and kicking butt? Yeah, what is it? I can't remember, Dale. Anyways, he knows some moves. And so, like, he also has kind of helped me to learn some stuff, too, in self-defense. But also, we're always trying to tell people, just watch your back at all times.
Head on a swivel. Right. Trust your gut. When you feel like something's not right, it's probably not right. If you're going into a store, going out in the parking lot, and you see somebody walking around through the cars, you're like, something's not right with that.
Just go back in the store.
Just go back in and let them go away. You know, just don't bother to go out there and possibly get into it. But I had no choice. And again, this guy could not have come into the store. He just happened to come in behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he saw me put that in my back pocket. He thought, I'm going to get that. No, he didn't get it.
But again, at the Dollar Tree, buddy, could we just go to, like, what'd you say, Macy's? Milk?
Yeah, go someplace where
Jimmy Choo, anything for some money.
Somebody might have a dollar.
Jeez.
Or more than a dollar. Here's the new Parmalee. It's gonna love you on the wall.
You're never gonna be alone.
Okay, that's it for us. You gotta get out of here at Beckway for that Academy of Country Music award winning Katie Neal.
Yeah, Katie.
Yay, girl, you go. Go, power.
I just want to go ahead and say that Dale and I are in an Instagram war currently. I will plug both of us, Dale. Don't you worry. We're in an Instagram war currently. Someone's going to wear the giant fudge round to Oliver Anthony on Friday night. It won't be me. At AnnieCamp_on air or at WolfmanDale, both on Instagram. Whoever gets the more followers between when we started a few minutes ago to Friday will be the person who doesn't have to wear the fudge round.
The bad part about having to wear the fudge around is it's not a real fudge around. You can't nibble on it while you have
well,
it.
Well, I'll bring some anyways.
Okay.
How could you not, right?
Exactly. All right. You guys have a great day. It's going to be beautiful. I hope you get out there and enjoy it. Back tomorrow with more Bulls, Bands, and Barrels tickets and more
Kenny Chesney tickets with Dale's Secret Star. Plus, we'll have Oliver Anthony tickets for you, too. You just got to beat me, and Annie knows everybody, so good luck with that.
Somebody please take her down. Seriously.
Take her down to Chinatown.
You can do it. I feel it. Tomorrow could be the day.
It won't be. Goodbye.
See you in the morning.
I wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep checking my
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.